What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television. This message must resound throughout the entire interlink. I want this country to realize that we stand on the edge of oblivion. I want every man, woman, and child to understand how close we are to chaos. I want everyone to remember why they need us.
Who the fuck is with this guy? Who is he?
I'm your huckleberry.
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine.
Everybody knows you never go full retard. You went full retard, man.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If you fool me, we can't get fooled again.
So you smart, huh?
No.
I thought your hair would be bigger.
It says on your chart, you're fucked up. You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
So just chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up. Eat a moon pie. Quit murdering people.
You have smoked yourself retarded.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again.
What is your major malfunction, numbnuts?
And welcome to another Monday Night Master Debaters. Tonight it's a threesome. We got Brody, Ryan, and myself. Brody, what's going on, my man?
What's up, man? How are y'all? Great to be here, dude. Good to see y'all again.
Doing well. How's everything going with you?
Outstanding. Loving life like always. No complaints.
Always good to hear. That sounds too good, you know? Like, for Master Debaters, we need a little drama here sometimes. No, we don't need drama. This is drama free. Fuck that shit. I got enough of that elsewhere. Rye, what's going on, man? You survived the big UFC weekend?
Of course, man. I thrived in it, dude. I loved waking up and just getting to watch fights. It was so nice. And there's a lot of conspiracies around what was going on. Even the handshake with Alexander Volkanovsky and Islam Makhachev at the end was a little Masonic. That little limp wrist handshake like that, you know? Little Masonic handshake. Leslie actually pointed that out to me, a listener of mine. So, yeah, man. I had a blast, dude. I had a blast. I know you didn't get to watch it because you had to deal with your son, which... it's probably a lot more fun, honestly, more rewarding than just waking up and mixing coffee with whiskey at 7 a.m, but it was a blast.
See, it took so long. I actually got to watch the last two fights, the main two.
Okay, that's where we made our money, was with that Islam Makhachev. Yeah. With the Aljamain Sterling fight.
With Sterling. Sterling, that was a big one because there were a lot of people calling it and the odds weren't that big, so... That was a good pick right there.
Round two TKO is what me and Kim both picked. And Kim made a $1 bet and turned it into $96. And then I made a $4 bet and turned it into $46.
Because that's essentially a three-way parlay, right? Because you're picking result, round, and decision. You know, like
technical knockout was what it was, right? So yeah, the method of finish. Yeah, that's what she got. And then I forget why mine was lower. I think I just picked a knockout. I didn't pick the round. Yeah, man, it was awesome. Just a fun time. Ate some Arabic food.
Nice. Dope. Where did you get good Arabic food in Arizona?
Well, I made it. They had some Moroccan sauce. So Moroccan was the closest I could get. I made some kebabs. Some kebabs with some Arabic Moroccan seasoning, you know, Muslim food.
Did you go, you know, white cloth and sandals too? We going?
No, you know, it would have been really nice to watch it with like the picnic blanket over my head with the black ring and all that stuff.
That's
like
what I'm saying. Free balling it, just letting the boys hang out. And yeah, I mean,
I can't wish.
I imagine what that arena must have smelt like in Abu Dhabi, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and that, dude, that's one thing that I heard actually is that like these Middle Eastern like fighters and Russian fighters and stuff like that in wrestling matches, showers aren't a requirement. And sometimes these dudes will go into a wrestling match and not shower for weeks.
Why do you think that disease is rampant?
Yeah, and ringworm and shit.
Right, like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like infections and bacterias, and these dudes are fucking nasty.
Yeah, yeah, oh. Pretty nasty. No offense, but yes, they are nasty.
No, fuck that. I have some friends who are fighters, and they're fucking dirty, man. Yeah, yeah. Dirty bastards.
No, no, I thought you were talking about the Muslims.
Oh, no.
I was like, I agree, but no offense.
Yeah, no, not the Muslims. I'm saying fighters. Wrestlers, okay. Fighters, hockey players. Oh, they all smell like shit.
They sure do. They sure do. But yeah, man, just having a good time. And I know, Shannon, you got your show started, right? And you're doing pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I got like three or four episodes dropped. Man, I'm still sucking wiener, dude, on editing, man. I got to get that down. I blow on that shit. Other than that, yeah, it's rolling along.
Hell yeah. That's good, man. Yeah. For sure. I wanted you to get that started. But other than that, dude, just hanging out. And what's new with you, dude? Is there anything other than getting healed with Reiki?
No, dude, that was interesting. I had my bicep was banged up and it got healed. And then the dog fucking yanked me on Sunday and I'm back to rest, ice, you know, oils and all that shit for a couple days. And then I'll try slowly strength training again. But yeah, no, I was up at Duck World. You know, my neighbors at the top of the hill have this place called Duck World. And, you know, they have a kid who is, I don't know if he's autistic, but he's disabled and he's an older kid and he runs the farm, so to speak. He runs Duck World. So he's got all these cool, like handmade signs out there. They look like they're made by like an elementary school kid, but he makes them all himself. So it's cool how he sets it up. It's kind of fun. But we're up there and my son loves to feed the duck. They got ducks and chickens and fucking turkeys and goats and you name it. So we're up there feeding them and they got a dog too. The dog gets loose and I had my dog on the leash and didn't see the other dog coming. My dog yanked and I just felt it just again. Mm. So I was trying to do something good and it backfired. That's the story of my life lately. So
that's why you don't do nice things for other people, even right? Your son.
Fuck, man. No, yeah, but it was funny. A good weekend, you know, like I don't know. And time is going faster, and that's a fact, because days are no longer 24 hours. So anybody that says time is not going faster, days are now like 23 hours and 56 minutes or something. Yeah. Something like that.
They say the Earth's spinning faster, which is interesting. I thought like something that made sense to me when I read it was when you're 5 years old and you're going to school, right? The school days seem like forever, right? A year seems like forever, because a year when you're 5 years old, by comparison, is 20% of your life, right? When you're five, 1 year is 20% of the time that you've been on this earth. When you're 10, a year is 10% of the time that you've been on this earth. When you're 50, it's what is that? 5% of the time that you've been on this earth, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe. So yeah, as you get older, the time that you've lived versus the time that you're living in now, there's a big difference there from when you're a kid. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's just perspective, right? You have much more, a bigger hard drive the older you get. You know, there's a lot more memories in there. So it takes a lot longer to access it all.
Well, and it moves quicker, I think.
That's what I'm saying. So when you're a kid, it's real small. So you go through that box over and over and over, and everything takes longer. But it's the opposite when you're an adult. You have so much in there, and it just whips by. You know, you're trying to sift through it all, and it takes forever.
Well, so that's what's weird.
That's where I'm at now. Like, I honestly feel like the days like they're just flying by. Like I look up and I feel like I've been doing something for 10 minutes and I look up and it's been an hour and a half. And it's like, where did that time go? Like the concept is off. Everything seems off. It just seems like everything's sped up.
Well, think, man, this year is almost already gone, man. It seems like it just started.
We're in November, basically.
Yeah,
right?
It seems like it just started not long ago at all. I mean, you think how long that COVID started. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago, really.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you wonder if it's like that for like prisoners and stuff, if time's still speeding up for them, you know, or if they feel like, you know, if someone doing a 10-year prison sentence is like, fuck, this is flying by, you know, these last few years are flying by, or if it's relative, like if maybe we're enjoying our lives a little more than other people. And so maybe that's why things are kind of flying
it's
by.
It's interesting because there's two things I notice right now. I don't know anyone who says that things are boring right now. And I don't know anyone that says things are going slow or normal.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. Oh, well, fun is debatable. That's a whole different discussion, whether this is fun or not. This is, you know, if you're into Chinese water torture and shit, maybe this is fun. But hey,
the same kind of chemicals. And we've talked about this before on here, like the same kind of chemicals are firing off in your head when you're under abuse. And when you're having fun, the same chemicals are firing in your head. But your brain, like your mental capacity, depending on the way that you operate from day to day life, will tell you like this is not good. But from a chemical standpoint, abuse is addicting, just like fun is. So I mean, maybe this is part of it, where like we're being abused as a society, and you know, our brains are just picking up on the time passing by because our brains are telling us that we're having fun. Maybe.
I don't know. I debate whether I'm having fun certain days. I'm like, fuck, man. I'm like you on some of those days. It's like, dude, what are we doing? Can I just do something I want to do full time and not have to do the rat race thing? Because I think that's the big play in it. And that's how they keep you looped in, is the rat race, right? Because, and why they have to keep us in the system, because once you get outside the system, you're not as pliable to their antics, that you're not as manipulable. So, you know, you're not as impacted as to their games as they like you to be. Whereas right now we are at, you know, their beck and call, whatever they decide, we're at their mercy right now for the most part.
Yeah, man, it's weird. It's weird to see just, I mean, the way that it's felt for me since I've gotten out of that whole system, and it's been a short amount of time, it feels like I've been not working for a long, long time. Like that's what's kind of weird with this whole time thing. Like having fun is supposed to move quick. I've felt like I've had so much more time because it's you know, obviously 100% spent pretty much the way that I want to spend it. But at the same time, it's like, shouldn't it be flying by? But I feel like I haven't worked for a year. Yeah. You know, and it's only been 2 weeks.
Yeah, so. You also haven't adjusted, I'm sure, yet to it fully. You know, I don't know what the natural cycle is of our body to get into a rhythm like that, but I'm sure
it's 2 weeks, right? Or 21 days or something, where they say habit forms.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's 21 days.
21 and 90.
To acclimate or whatever, yeah.
What's the 90, Matt?
90 days is like you totally break it. Like if you're trying to, you know, break a habit, 90, you go 90 days without doing it, or 90 days with trying to do something, boom, it's usually you're locked in.
Okay. Yeah, man, it is an interesting thing. But yeah, I'll wake up some mornings and just be like, this is fucking awesome that I don't have to go in and do some shit that I just do not want to do. So yeah, man. No, I hope everyone gets to do that. That's trying, you know, anyone that has like a side hustle that's like trying to make shit happen. I hope everybody gets that, man. It's not impossible. It's so possible that everyone that wants to do it and works towards it can get
it. And that's something you wanted to talk about last week. And I'd like to talk about it now, is side hustles. Cause I think that's something that's, you know, it's something I've been doing my whole life. I've rarely just had my job. Even when I was in college, I was working a job or two, not even, you know, and I was playing ball too. So I couldn't work like a normal, you know, hustle that you do with college kids. So it's one of those things that, you know, I always found a way, to it, or I don't even know if I found a way. I did so many different things. I mean, it started when I was in like elementary school, and I would, you know, feed my neighbor's horse in the morning. Like I before school, I'd get up and he'd pay me, you know, just to go over and feed his horse every morning and, you know, help him out on his little farm every now and then. And it was just, you know, pick up a couple bucks here and there, or, you know, umpiring kids sports when I was a kid and, you know, the littler kids and things like that. So, and then it went all the way up through and up until recently, until I moved up to Massachusetts, I was doing like professional, you know, professional style baseball training, whether it was, you know, the actual baseball itself or weight training, nutritional training, stuff like that. So it's one of those. And now I was like, and that's why when I came up here and didn't know anybody, I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do? And that's why this kind of became my side hustle now. And, you know, I don't really do it for money or anything, but it's something to occupy that time. So I'd love to hear about some of your guys' side hustles along the way.
Well, I was going to ask, dude, did you ever as a kid umpire have to throw anyone out of a game?
Oh, yeah. I'd throw my friends' dads out all the time.
Really?
Oh, just for ha-has. Hell yeah. That was for fun. Yeah.
And you never... do the whole like,
I'd get to umpire with one of my buddies, so we'd always alternate, you know, home and field, whoever got to do what. And we knew going in if it was either one of our buddies' dads that we liked and we were just going to bust his balls, and if he gave us any shit whatsoever, he was gone. Or if it was a guy who we didn't like, and same thing, like we had a quick hook, we had no patience for, and we were little kids and we'd toss him. And we catch heat for it, like from the coach, but then the commissioner would be like, well, why would they even have to think about throwing you out? Like, what would get them to that point where and they'd always fall back on the coach. So it was great.
Nice. That's the way that it goes, dude. Did you have side hustles, you know, growing up or like even right now, Brody? Cause like, I'm like mad. I've had them since I was a kid, man.
For sure, man. I was the little lawnmower dude, man. I would go house to house and knock on your door, $10. I used to have a job too. I would do newspapers, bundle them up, and then go deliver them when I was little. I worked two jobs. I used to be a bartender, and then I would deliver oxygen and stuff to sick people during the day. That's like after I was out of high school for a long time. I kept that going until I was in the military.
Nice. Yeah, dude, I just think it's important for people to have those, because when you're stuck in a 9-to-5 setting, there's no opportunity for you to ever like make any extra money. You're stuck in that system. And I've never understood, like, I've had a lot of things and they're not successful, right? Like a plan. My first like quote unquote legitimate attempt was a skateboarding company. Like we would buy wholesale decks on like eBay, I think like 5 packs. And at the time, the ATM skateboard decks were really popular, which is basically it's a blank deck. And it had like ATM on the bottom, real small, and like a weird little design. Like, but they weren't like the Birdhouse decks or the Alien Workshops that were like super elaborate, crazy designs. So we're like, dude, we can buy these decks, come up with a cool logo, stamp the logo on these things and sell them. And it didn't fucking work. I mean, like we sold two of them, you know, we sold two of these things for $50 each, made $100, and that was it. But we thought like each time you think that, you know, this is going to be a legitimate business and it's going to change your life. And just that thought really kind of keeps you going. Like no matter what age you are, obviously, you know, if you have a family and you have all these things, you need to be smarter about it. But as a kid starting a business that has really no chance of succeeding, it trains your mind to want more and to try to, which could be a bad thing, but like it trains your mind to try to evolve and to try and get yourself in a better position, I think. And I've always had that. I've always kept that going. You know, I'm 30, almost 32 now, and I've kept that going, and I'll never stop, dude. Just because 9-to-5 suck. And if you know exactly what you're always going to get for the rest of your life, that's a shitty way to live, I think. So
yeah, when you have a job and you know how high where you can go and that's it, man, that kind of has to do something to your self-esteem, you know, just, you know, you're stuck. So, exactly. And all those business failures you have, man, then you learn, right? Every one that you have, it fails. You learn that something new to bring to the next one that you didn't know before to eventually get it right, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's part of it, right? Part of it is the grind of it and the failure, right?
Right, yeah.
And not all of them do succeed. Or, you know, like, I mean, I'll never forget when I was a kid, I used to turn candy. I'd go down to the 5 and 10 and buy either Jolly Rancher sticks or Airheads or whatever for a nickel, and then go to school, turn them around for a quarter. And, you know, and I was making, you know, $100 a week turning mm-hmm. around freaking candy. And it was like, it was great. And this is in like middle school. So, I mean, it was, you always, and that just taught you to find a way, right? Everything, if you need to, you can find a way to sell things. Like anything can be sold.
And that kind of keeps you off that credit system, because that's your doom and gloom, man. If you start smoking in that credit system, they got you by the balls.
And that's why they want to get rid of cash, right?
Right.
Because you can have these side hustles off the books. And that was the major draw of doing a lot of the sports training, was it was all cash. So everything that we were doing was under the table, and it was all, you know, cash business, and it made it that much more worth it. You know, when you have to give up 30 to 40% of what you're making on your side hustle, you're like, shit, man, it just, you know, and when you're not making a lot on it, it's like, well, why am I doing this? Is it worth the time? And that's that balance where if you go back to Ryan's way and we don't pay taxes and we make what we earn, life would be a lot easier. I mean, think about that. Think about if you didn't have to pay 30% and you were paying 5%, how much better, how much easier your life would be. It wouldn't necessarily be better, but financially it'd be a lot easier.
Oh yeah. Do you have state taxes where you're at, Ryan, or no?
Yeah, in Arizona.
You do?
Yeah.
We don't have them here. I thought you guys didn't either. That kind of sucks.
State, we have income, and then we have like auto taxes. They tax everything here.
Really? Yeah, we don't have state tax. No income tax.
You guys probably have a sin tax though, right? On like alcohol and
I'm sure, dude. Everyone does, I think, right? I think just about everywhere does.
Yeah. Yes. I actually, you mentioned something with the tax stuff. I wanted to share my screen with you really quick. I need to just figure out how to spell this properly. Cagliostro. Okay. Have you heard of this Cagliostro seal? Either of you guys?
No.
It's a snake with a spear through it and an apple in its mouth.
It sounds familiar. Sounds well, like some of the other symbols.
Yeah, for real.
Once you see it, it will definitely sound familiar. I just want to spell this right, because it is fucking. But and the reason that I'm pulling this up, you'll kind of understand it. Cagliostro, Marvel. It's made by this dude in the early 18th century. 18th century is the 1700s, right?
Correct. One year earlier.
Okay. So right around the same time that the dollar comes about, this guy was alive. And I think that this is significant because you'll see the symbol, and it plays exactly into what we're doing. See that? That snake with the apple going through its mouth. Holy, that's kind of the top part.
Dude, let's see, right here. That dragon ring.
Yeah. The dragon. I can go back to that.
Well, yeah, that ring at the top at a quick glance looks like part of the House of the Dragons logo.
Really? With the ram? It looks like a like Sagittarius, like a head of a goat.
Yeah.
Body of a whatever. But this is the seal right here, and it's a an old Italian guy again, around at the time when the original story of the dollar was created. And if you listen to like the story that we're told about this, it's a mixture of the Spanish pound. You take the S and then a P, and so the P, if you remove that curve of the P, right, you get a line, and that was that S with the single line through it. And also the United States, if you take a U and you elongate it and you put the S, you remove that bottom hook, the horseshoe, you have the double sign. But this is really interesting to me, just with the idea of, like, you know, you mentioned the taxes, and like, I think it's bullshit that we have to pay taxes, not because it's not fun, but because it's just robbery. There's no, it doesn't go to any use. And this is a snake with an apple in its mouth, right? Kind of paying some homage, it seems like, to the Garden of Eden, Satan going in tempting humans. And I see this the way that Christians view Jesus dead on the cross, right? They wear the necklaces, they put it all over the place. The global elite, the New World Order, whatever you want to call them, they put this image of the devil dead on the money. So it's like, that's what they're honoring, in my opinion. And why it's significant to like the taxes and stuff is that's a figure eight symbol too.
If you look at it, it looks like the infinity loop.
Yeah, that's what I was just looking up too. That's crazy.
Or a Boros, if you get into that, you know, that, but
yeah,
what I got out of that is it's them breaking the Ouroboros, right? They shoved an apple in the snake's mouth to break the link, and then they stabbed it in the heart, or, you know, proverbially in the middle, in the gut or whatever. And it makes the dollar sign too on top of it. It's a dollar sign and the infinite loop, and they've killed the snake.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's definitely that's an interesting way to look at it for sure. And it makes a ton of sense. And you worded it a lot better than I did, but it just, to me, because that's what, you know, that, what is that symbol? I always forget it. The staff with the two snakes going around it for medicine.
Caduceus.
The caduceus. That's not the original symbol for medicine. Yeah. It's a single snake around a staff. And that comes from the Greek god of medicine. That symbol that we have is a hermetic symbol. And again, those snakes twirling up like that, that's infinity. And that's what the snake coiling up the branch represents.
And it's the infinite DNA. It represents DNA, right? There's so many symbolic meanings of that double helix.
What is he over in that picture too? Is that like water?
What's that?
On the bottom below the symbol? Is that supposed to be like water or something?
Oh, I don't know, dude. This is like, it looks like what it looks like is an old coin of some kind.
Yeah, because if you look at like in the left-hand corner, there's like a bird or something behind it, like up in the left-hand corner, and then it looks like it's water or something.
I see what you're saying, Brody. Yeah. Down the bottom, it looks wavy. Like it's
like it's like supposed to mean something. I don't know what, though.
Yeah. No, I don't know, man. It's just interesting. But I did find out when you see the snake coiling around a branch, that also represents wisdom. It kind of signifies like the snake crawling up into a tree. And that's what it's supposed to represent. So there's a lot of meanings with the snake coiled around something. And I think when they take something that means infinity and they put a snake behind it, I think that it kind of is saying, like, you know, money can be printed infinitely. And, you know, your taxes, to me, I see it as just like basically taxation stuff. Money's the root of all evil. And they put it in there and they base the most powerful currency in the world on this depiction of like Satan dying because of what it did in the Garden of Eden, the apple in its mouth.
Yeah. What's the apple represent? Knowledge?
The apple is it's the whole Garden of Eden thing from what I
read. Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking too. Like knowledge, right?
Well, the serpent in old, you know, ancient times also represented knowledge, wisdom, and all that also. So it's now, who is this Count Caligastro or whoever?
Caligastro?
Yeah.
He was born actually as Alessandro. His name, let me see if I have my iPad here, because I'm doing a symbol episode. You know, I love my symbols.
Yes, you do.
I'm doing a symbol episode with Sean from Con Men. And he wanted to do something, and I suggested we did this just because I was looking into it. You know that encyclopedia that I had, Matt, and I sent it?
Yes, sir. That thing's
Brody,
awesome.
You probably saw it too.
Yeah, I saw it, man. I think I downloaded it, I think. Is that the one you posted online?
Yeah, on Patreon. Dude, yeah, it is such a good
It's source. Good, yeah. It's cool. Is this like Kabbalah stuff too, or no? Yes.
Well, that's the thing. Let me find this guy, because I'll read this passage here. You're just gonna have to bear with me. I'm gonna have to scroll. Oh, here, never mind. It's right. Never mind. I do have to scroll up to it. It's he was basically left alone by his parents on Malta, supposedly, and maybe banter a little bit. Let me find this real quick.
Yeah, man. Let me pull up this. I want to
close out of the screen.
Let's see.
Because, yeah, there's okay. All right, I found him if you wanted me to talk about this guy. His real name was actually Giuseppe Balsamo. It says here, Cagliostro himself seems to be mysterious as his seal is. The self-styled Count Alessandro di Cagliostro was actually born as the much less grand-sounding Giuseppe Balsamo and lived in Italy in the 18th century. And this is when that dollar sign of the Spanish pound was created, on April Fool's Day, by the way, in 1778, right?
Of course.
Right around the same time, and I can actually get you his name in a second. The rumors surrounding his life and adventures come thick and fast, and there is very little that is known for certain, due in no small part to the dense forest of fantastical stories that Cagliostro seems to have hidden himself within. He said that he had been born into the nobility, but for some reason was abandoned on Malta, whereupon he wandered as a child throughout Morocco and Egypt, where he learned many arcane mysteries, including those of Kabbalah and alchemical magic. So that's what you're saying, Shannon. Whatever the truth, he certainly had skills as a pharmacist, which is interesting because of the snake again. It seems that the secure advantages of regular employment held no attraction for the Count, his attention being much more drawn to magical and mystical matters. He became a maker and vendor of magical amulets and talismans, and later forgeries, including letters, certificates, and a myriad of other documents. He also offered the sexual favors of his beautiful young wife as trade for instruction in forgery.
Dude, this dude sounds like a fucking a plant, and B, just a total like Crowley-esque Italian.
Yeah. Dude, when I read that last part of him where he traded sexual favors from his wife for forgeries, I thought he was like, hey, you fuck my wife and I'll teach you forgeries. Like, it's like no one, like the other person is getting all the deal and like there's nothing in it for him at all.
He's just a cuck that wants
Dude, he was just watching, bro. Yeah, he's like,
he's like, hey, fuck my wife, I'll teach you this crazy shit that I learned. But apparently he was learning shit and letting people fuck his hot wife. So that's kind of crazy. But I mean, dude, it's interesting to me because when I was scrolling through, it's a 500 page document, and I was trying to scroll through quick, and it comes right after the Caduceus, by the way, and this one just stuck out because it looks a lot like the dollar to me, the dollar sign. So pretty crazy, man.
Well, it definitely looks like a dollar, man. I'll give you that. I'm in on that, and I'm all about the symbolism, because I've been talking with people a lot about it lately, between words, you know, sounds and symbols. That's how they communicate in this realm, and how they get their messages across, how they put their spells out, how they, you know, put us under these, I guess they're spells. I mean, it's how they do everything. It's all magic. And it's most of it's done behind a screen.
Right. Like psychological programming, bro.
Dude, 100%. Like, you don't need to know what that thing means for it to have some serious effect over your subconscious. And again, you know, the idea that I threw out, which sounds kind of basic, you know, I kind of came up with it in my own head, how the Christians a lot of times have Jesus dead on the cross, and mostly Catholics do this, right? And they look at that as a sign of worship. Like, we're honoring this man for what he did, you know, the only son of God and all that stuff, but he's fucking dead. And you're like glamorizing the fact that he's dead on a cross, right? Now, I think that the Satanists and the occultists and elitists and all this shit would absolutely put the dead snake and pay homage to the dead snake on like the root of all evil, and like say like, hey, this is your slave based system right here is this dollar. And so we're going to pump it out. And, you know, here he is. And by the way, that guy's name was Oliver Pollock that created the thing when the symbol, the official dollar sign.
Yeah, and I got to give a shout out, and I really do it on Monday Night Master Debaters, but the your buddies over at Operation Red Pill, those guys are awesome. So okay. I highly recommend people go check out Operation Red Pill. Go check out Ryan's episode that he just did with him, number 297. They broke down Marvel, and it's a lot like this shit. It's a lot of symbolism and stuff that you don't notice until you understand what they're trying to get across to you. And I watched Infinite War actually today, because of listening to that. I listened to your episode twice, by the way. It was so good.
Oh, thanks, dude.
And but before I go, I want everybody go check out, since we're a week ahead, go check out their Halloween episode on their thread, number 30. It's he breaks down Halloween, and you'll really think about the whole idea of celebrating Halloween after listening to that show, because they break down bobbing for apples, trick-or-treating. They break down the top costumes for kids and adults, and like all the occult meaning behind them, and occult origination behind it. And it's some wild, wild shit. But I'd love to talk more about the Marvel, like the Marvel symbolism stuff that we were just talking about too, how they put it in everything. And one of the things that I love that they said in your show, and I can't remember which one said it, but he said, once, you know, Goebbels said it, once you're able to understand the programming and see the programming, it doesn't have the same impact on
you. Yeah.
Right. And then you said, well, what are they then doing to us that we don't know about? Because we see the mainstream programming. And that's always been my catch. Right. Like, I can see the bullshit. I see through Ukraine. I see through the Wu flu. I see through all that stuff. But what don't I see through? Right. What am I stuck on that they've thrown out there that they've got me caught on that I can't see, you know, because I'm as susceptible as anybody. I'm not any better than anybody else just because I can see the big ones.
I'll say, I mean, you know, this is me saying it, not you, but I think it's like the massive, massive shows out there, the Alex Jones, InfoWars type things. You know, I enjoy that show a lot. There's some great information in there, but there's probably some nuggets in there of serious harmful disinformation. And I'm not saying that as like a liberal cuck over here, like he shouldn't be allowed to speak. I think that everyone should be allowed to speak no matter what they're saying. And you need an educated and a smart public that maybe knows a little bit more about this occult stuff, like that symbol. Like, we see you these symbols, like the dollar sign. We should know 100% where that comes from. There's, even when you try and figure it out, there's a bunch of different like alternative theories. There's no solid answer where that comes from. That Oliver Pollack guy is just the one that's widely agreed upon more than any other one. There's no concrete definition. This is something that we all literally base our lives around, is this symbol. And we don't know where the fuck it comes from. If it does come from this demonic shit, if it is honoring Satan in some way, we should know that, you know, and we should get out of that system. But yeah, we have to use it right now. What's this?
Oh, this, you just mentioned Alex Jones, and this is just hilarious, man. Alex Jones, the Sandy Hook families are now seeking $2.75 trillion more dollars from Alex Jones. They already got $965 million from him. They want an additional $2.75 trillion.
Jeez.
I mean, I see some, their lawyer as like Dr. Evil sitting there just thinking up a number with his, you know, finger in the corner of his mouth and just thinking the biggest number. Like, this is fucking retarded. Like, what is the point of this? Like, other than to really scare people from speaking mistruths, so to speak.
I think that is the point, man. They're going to use him as the precedent, I think, to try to come after douchebags like us too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, dude, I mean, that's what it'll come down to, and whether they want it to, or somehow this shit will tie into their social credit score garbage. You know what I mean? You said shit that you didn't, so you've been naughty, so we close your bank account for today or whatever.
Yeah, and Matt, you're focused on the headline here. I am focused on this guy's prosthetic ass. Look at that thing.
Back here, up here, this little blue suit meat.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That is
him,
not
or
real.
The lady in pink, who's got a bigger?
The pink lady looks like she's wearing a diaper.
My thing is, like, what if this is one of those AI-generated things? Because no dude has an ass like that.
Oh, some do.
Ah, man, I don't think so. Maybe it's a chick. Maybe it's a lady.
You shouldn't assume, man.
That's true.
We're misgendering here.
But
shit,
just after seeing all those, you know, this person does not exist, I always wonder if these pictures are freaking real, you know?
Oh, I question all the pictures in the news. And, like, it was funny because someone did an interview with Biden recently, and the background was just the worst CGI ever. And like as they panned to Biden, like it glitched and you could see like he was just sitting there by, near a green screen. And it's just everything. And it's interesting if we go back to, you know, and because Infinity War is fresh on my mind, it was interesting in there that the one human that was in it really was a hologram. Right. It was that senator type guy that came to talk to them, came to talk to the what the fuck, the Guardians of the Galaxy when they first got there. And then they just kind of threw him away and his CGI just kind of went into the dust.
Huh.
But yeah, it's I don't know, this whole hologram screen. It's becoming more obvious, you know, and the symbols are more blatant than ever. I mean, oh, fuck, let me show you. Speaking of which, let me pull up this photo because I was looking. I'm like, holy shit, can we be any more fucking obvious here?
Are you talking about the girl doing the okay sign behind her back when she's getting arrested?
Oh, no, no. This is Doja Cat's birthday cake. Look at this. Yeah. I mean, come on. Like, dude. She's turning 27. We all know what the 27 Club is. The top of her cake has the square and compass of the Masons. And then down below in the middle layer is 27 in big gold. And it's all black and gold. And then on the bottom is a circle with a pyramid with an all-seeing eye in the middle.
She's got something on there that you can't really see from this angle. But those stars up top or the candles up top are set up like a pentagram. There's five candles up there. Yeah.
No, well, there's more because there's one behind. There's at least six candles. I bet you there's seven. It looks like there's seven candles because there's one behind the.
It looks just like a light, like a light reflection to me. But maybe you're right. It looks like a light reflection to me, though. But yeah, man, black and gold, too. I mean,
dude, it's just so fucking blatant.
Then you wonder, dude, was it always like that? And maybe we just didn't even pay attention to that shit before and just accepted it as normal? Or no, I don't know, man. You know what I mean? Like you go back in some of those old pictures and you could see them doing all those symbols and shit then. I don't think anyone knew, but nowadays we would know.
Well, it's funny because back in the, you know, and I remember Larry Johnson because he was kind of the main guy. Under when Rockefeller Records started sponsoring athletes, all their guys would throw up the pyramid. And Larry Johnson, the running back, was a running back for the Chiefs, and I was a big Chiefs fan back then. And he was big into throwing up the pyramid every time for the Rock. And everybody knows what that symbol really is, and it's hilarious. But
what's with all of them shaving off their eyebrows recently, man? Have you seen that or no?
Is there?
I
don't know. Like Madonna did it. They were saying like my wife watches all that shit, and I always see her like Madonna and Kardashians. All these people.
We showed Kardashian on here, Ryan. That time, remember when she dyed hers blonde and she looked like an alien?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing, and I, you know, I'm glad that you brought that up. That's a perfect segue to this next picture I was going to show with the new Chucky movie coming out. Have you seen the Chucky? You know, I guess promo poster. This one here, you seen this either, you guys?
No, I haven't seen that.
That one.
Okay. Hopefully. Does anything really stand out to you here? Because these are all symbols of evil on this chair here, right? You got like the holy hell, the upside down cross, scary stuff. Do you see anything that's really weird to show as like a horror symbol?
You got like the hatchets. Then you got those little kid faces up top.
Nothing, Shannon.
No, I see all kinds. I see you got the syringes, if that's what you're going to talk
you got
about.
Pentagrams up there.
There's syringes, dude.
Oh, shit. Yeah, there are.
There's a syringe on each side of this fucking thing. Yeah. It's so weird. And this is all satanic stuff. You got the two pentagrams, like you said. You've got like what I think is representing the all-seeing eye. You got the three skulls. Upside down cross, holy hell. It says up here in the poster, the second coming. So it's like kind of playing, you know, homage to like the fucking, you know, Antichrist and
stuff.
What's
on the bottom of his shoe?
I don't know. I couldn't see. That was one thing that I just couldn't figure out.
What's like right behind him? You see one looks like a spray bottle on the left, right in the bottom of the chair. What's that on the right behind the woman's head, like right to her left? Yeah, that. Can you tell what that is?
It looks like a vial and a syringe. That's a syringe. That's a vial.
And something's on there, right? Like a animal or something. I don't know if that's a rat or something. Is that what it is? So like rat poison probably, I guess.
I don't know, dude. It's just weird.
And there's like cleavers and knives and shit. Wow.
I mean, it would be cool if it didn't have the freaking like devil symbolism in there. Like there's baseball bats with spikes.
Yeah, but like they go back to that episode again. Everything they're doing is pushing this satanic, dark, you know, upside down, inverse world. It's so bizarre.
Very strange. I was looking at this article from that Vigilant Citizen website that I've been looking at, and they showed a bunch of pictures, and they show Doja Cat doing like the devil horns behind her.
Oh, of course. She's full.
Yeah. It's a shame. She was pretty hot when she first came out. No, she's shaving her head and shit. It's weird.
Oh, well, Matt. Did you see that Kevin Nash's son just died or something the other day?
Yeah, he had a seizure.
Is that what he had? A seizure? Yeah, I just read something about that the other day.
Nash came out today and said that it was likely because they both quit alcohol, like dry, like and he had a bad reaction and had a seizure from it. Because I guess he was a pretty. They were both battling alcohol issues, and
he was young, right?
Yeah, 26.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
What do you got, Ryan?
That's that picture of Doja Cat.
Oh, shoot, man.
Yeah, and you can't really see, but she's wearing butterfly wings.
Yeah,
too,
with the wings in the back. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can see it, man.
I'm just so I can't get into any of these trends these days, any of these musicians. I can't take them fucking seriously because none of them have any talent.
No. Man, I'm so old, I don't even know who the hell they are, man. When I see their pictures, I don't even know.
I get them more for the shit like this, for the stupid Illuminati stuff, than I do for their actual music, because I couldn't listen to it. Like,
yeah,
I try, in the car, like, I'll try and listen to the radio with my son, but I'm like, dude, just throw the iTunes on. I can't listen to this. This is garbage.
Yeah, the radio songs are horrible, dude.
Oh.
You wonder what it is. It's got to be some sort of hypnosis, right?
Like, well, it's frequencies, like right? Yeah. It's all frequencies, and it's all because the lyrics don't have any. I mean, some of them can have some, but the lyrics are mainly bullshit nowadays. Like back in the day, they would get you not only with the frequency and the beat, they would get you with the lyrics. You know, now the lyrics are kind of just bullshit nonsense. It's more, I think they're getting you in that trance. With the tempo of the music, the speed, the beat, the frequency, you know, the intensity of it.
You still think they mask all that shit like they used to, like where you could play it backwards and it'd say shit and stuff? Does anyone do that kind of stuff?
I don't think anybody, A, is that creative anymore and puts that much effort in. I think people are fucking lazy as can be now and will do as little to make as much as possible. And
I wondered if they did that, man.
Like these record companies nowadays, they're just like a printing press, right? They just find these artists, they put them in the machine, they crank out a couple hits, then they bring in the next one. They crank out and every now and then they'll hit with a big guy that somebody that people like over and over. But for the most part, the music sucks and it's unoriginal.
Have you seen this new girl that they're really pushing? Her name's Ice Spice.
No.
It's bad. It's so bad. She looks like she's got grandma hair. She's a young black girl from like Brooklyn, I think, or maybe Queens.
See, I can't take this shit seriously because these people are just they're characters, right? I mean,
right? Yeah, I think so too, man. Did you see that? Is it Miley Cyrus's brother or something's trans, like a transgender guy? I don't even know, dude. There was some headline I saw today. It was like Nola Cyrus shows her nipple or something. That's really a girl, bro. Are you sure?
That's that. Well, she was born a girl, and I think that that's turned into a dude, right?
Oh, I don't know. I just saw the picture, read the headline. I don't know who the hell she even was. I just saw it today, and I was like, what? It's like Nola Cyrus, free your nipple or something. And I was like, that's creepy looking, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's a girl, but it's trying to be a guy. It's always been real metrosexual, which is weird. But yeah, dude, like, I mean, that's what's concerning with a lot of parents. And I'm so thankful I don't have a kid right now, dude, because like a younger
kid. But
that
has no relation to Miley Cyrus.
I don't know if it does or not. I don't know.
She's Asian.
No. Go to Noah Cyrus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's Asian. Look.
No, it's Miley Cyrus's sister.
Not the dude I saw wasn't, or chick or whatever she was an Asian man.
Noah Lindsay Cyrus. Do we have a picture? Yeah, that's Miley's sister.
Yeah, she looks different than that if you see a recent one, though, dude. That's not what she really looks
like.
Yeah,
type in 2022. Yeah, it's a weird looking thing, though. It's always been kind of weird looking.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with any of that, man. And I just saw her today. I was like, what the F, bro? I was like, this shit is getting so weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like to keep up on it. I do like to pay attention.
And look what she used to look like before she got corrupted by the system.
Well, it's her dad.
Ah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, look at what they do. I mean, these kids are normal. She's a good-looking girl, and now just a hot mess.
Ruined. Yeah, it's crazy, right? It's so, just so strange. I don't know, man.
And that's what's scary, though, is that like kids out there today are listening to this shit. Again, with that Ice Spice girl, dude, nothing. I mean, like, because sometimes I'll get kind of like, I'll see these people that they're pushing, and I'm like, oh, this girl's got a good voice. She's pretty. She's whatever. Or in a dude's case, we'll be like, oh, this dude can flow, or whatever the case may be. He's got a good personality, whatever. I see nothing in this Ice Spice girl. And I listened to one of her songs because, like I said, I like to keep up on the pop culture shit. Nothing. I see nothing there. And maybe it's just me getting older, but I think at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I think that you can see through the bullshit at a certain point.
It just seems like everything's like sucking the big one, right? They can't make new movies. Everything's just regurgitated crap, it seems like. Maybe that's on purpose too, dude, to beat you down morally and mentally, man. You know?
It's just a lack of creativity, right? And originality right now. I just don't think there's any incentive to be original or be creative. And I just think that's the wave that we're in. And that's what happens, right? It's like that whole, you know, strong men, weak times analogy.
Yeah, it's like the hive mind, dude. There, a lot of people are just joining that, I think, giving their will over to that shit.
I think it's the same thing. Yeah. I mean, think about how many people are rather than being real creative, they make mindless TikToks or stupid shit like that, where they could, you know, normally they'd be writing a poem or writing a book, doing something really creative. Instead, they're shaking their shit to some stupid song. You know, it's just, it's a different outlet for creativity, and it's just gotten dumbed down.
Well, what's shitty is for women right now, you know, I'm a big feminist on this show, right?
Oh, huge.
For women, the only thing that they're being told to aspire to do is be hot. Get a fake ass, get fake boobs, fix your face if it's fucked up, fix your teeth.
You don't even have to. Just OnlyFans it. Show whatever somebody's kink is and make your money that way, right?
Yeah, but I think, like, I mean, like, even OnlyFans is kind of looked down upon by a lot of people, right? They're like, yeah, I mean, like, you know, it's kind of taboo still at this point in time. But being hot for a girl is like winning the lottery. And they put that out there. And
yeah, but it's always been that way.
But not, it's not in your face. It was in the past, it wasn't as in your face as it is now.
In the past, it was, you know, get married, have kids, be a housewife, right? And that was the thing. It was like they were getting the whole point was for women to get locked down, you know, to make sure you start that family young, and that's been just totally blown out the water. And
well, Marilyn Monroe was always pushing the idea of being hot, like that was, so there was these like outside, like quote unquote outside people that were pushing that. Marilyn Monroe's obviously a massive part of the system. But even more so today, like the pressure, because there's pressure on dudes, obviously, all the time. The pressure on dudes today is to be rich. You know, you don't have shit to offer a hot girl. You can't get a hot, hot girl like that without being rich. And a hot, hot girl can't get a rich dude unless she's super hot. You know, like.
Well, the thing that's crazy is too, right? Everyone's self-perception of themselves is so screwed up, man. It's, yeah. You'll see some of these broads and. I mean, I know I'll get shit for this, but whatever. They'll tell you, hey, I'm an 8 out of 10. And then when you see them, you're like, man, you're like maybe a 4. It's like, yeah, what? Yeah. It's like, what the hell? There's nothing wrong with thinking high of yourself, but they'll fight you over it. You know what I mean? It's like something happened along the way where people have lost their grip on reality.
Sense of reality, right? And rationality. That's the thing, to be rational. Like, it's one thing to think highly of yourself, it's another to be fucking rational about it, right? I mean, if you're walking around at 5 foot and 250, you can't say you're the poster child for health.
Right. And they don't want you to believe your eyes with anything. You know what I mean? It's like, I could tell since I was little, I could tell what a boy and a girl was. I know the difference. But now they want to tell me, hey, what your eyes know, that's not a real boy or girl. It's something different.
Amazing though, right? What fucking blows my mind is dogs, right? My dog, my male dog gets his nuts clipped. He's still a male.
Right.
My female dog gets fixed. It's still a female. There's still male and female dogs, but people, we can play this unicorn fucking game. Come on. I'm not playing it.
Did you see the ones that even that have transitioned to females that were males? They still have to register as males for the draft. So I think the government just told you what it really is.
They did that same shit in Ukraine. Ukraine pulled that same shit because that's what they tried to do in the beginning. All the transgenders tried to flee and they're like, oh, Border Patrol's like, nah, you guys are going back and fighting. You got twigs and berries down there. You're gonna hold a rifle for us.
Twigs and berries.
No, I mean,
I don't know, man. It's like bizarre world, dude.
Oh, you know? It's totally inverse. Everything's upside down. And I think that's been done intentionally, systematically. And I think 2020 was just with the lockdown and everything just really, it broke a lot of people too. And that's a sad thing. There's a lot of people that will never recover from that. And on the other side, the other thing I'm seeing, it fucked up a lot of kids.
Yes, for sure, man. You think they look at people's faces and everything to learn when they're little for speech and everything. So they're going to be behind.
Generation of kids is screwed, man. Like, I'll tell you what, I'm speaking firsthand on my son because they had to take the state tests last year and he's only in third grade. So I don't know why the fuck they're doing it in third grade, but he did okay. But like, I'm looking at it and I'm like looking at the standards and I understand where my kid is and he's a smart kid, you know, just naturally. He's not a dumb kid. He picks up things. And I think for all the kids, you know, that struggle with learning and the kids that struggle in general with just day-to-day activities, how much their life is fucked because of these last couple of years. And it's something that is very underrated and it's, we're going to pay the price for it in a couple years because you're going to start seeing severe issues with these kids socially, mentally, physically, from this lack of normal interaction.
Right. And then not even whatever comes up through that shot they got, man. However that manifests itself, you know,
and to show how bizarre things are, you know, we're in a fucking recession. Inflation's as high as it's been in a while. We got this Ukraine bullshit going on. And what's our president doing? He's in the he's having an interview with some dude who thinks he's a woman who, and the president's like promoting that kids should be able to decide whether or not they have they get a medical procedure to physically alter their body. It's like, come on, man, these kids can't get a tattoo until they're 18, but you're going to let them change their sex organs at 6. This is the most fucked up time ever.
That's weird, man, for sure, dude. It's a strange time to be alive.
Could either of you, without joking, without, you know, being goofy or anything, could either of you make a solid case of why a 8-year-old should be allowed to change their gender?
Because I'm their serious. Parents are fucking assholes.
No, I'm serious. Like,
no,
like,
I am. How That's would the, it. How Your would... parent, their parents are fucking assholes, and their parents should be locked up because they're mentally ill.
You're Any saying, parent... like, what's their argument for it, Ryan? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. I'm just there trying is to... No, there is zero. Thinking
from their perspective... No, I agree. I'm just... I don't have a kid. I'm wondering, because that's the way I see it. Even as someone that doesn't have a kid, But there are people out there that aren't insane. That, I mean, that you, that, I guess they're not insane. I mean, it's Ryan, tough to.
My son is 9. He can't fucking decide what he wants for breakfast when I give him 4 options in the morning. How is he going to decide what he wants to be for the rest of his life?
I mean, again, dude, I agree. I'm just wondering what that side would say, why that would make sense.
Is because they're going to say the kid's not happy. He's going to kill himself if he's not. Well, why is he unhappy? Because he has poor parenting. He's had no fucking leadership in his life. He's had no guidance whatsoever. And if he had guidance, he's been misled the whole way in this upside down world. And
well, not even that. What I don't understand is who the fuck said that you're going to be happy your fucking whole life? I don't get that. Life is tough, man. It's not supposed to, you're not supposed to be fucking happy your whole life, dude. Honestly, it'd be great if it worked out that way, but that's not how fucking life works, you know?
But Brody, you're supposed to care about my feelings. My feelings matter, right?
Yeah, like I guess, dude. That's the world that's what we're in. Say, right?
And that's for why, sure. Because everybody, we care more about how people feel than facts and truths. And now people are so fucked up in the head because they can't tell what's right from wrong, what's real from fake, what's, you know, because everything's been inverted, everything's been perverted and twisted.
I just wonder too how many people are just scared to speak up, man, that they know the truth, but their family or whatever is the other way, and they all just want to keep their head down and just fucking not say nothing. I think there's a lot of people like that too, man, you know, that are like, I don't even want to get involved in it. I'll just stay out of it. Cause you know how that is. You say anything, dude, they're going to come out and whack you back down, you know, or try to.
Oh yeah. It's funny because it's such a weird area that I'm in because it's a farming area. So it's real conservative, but there's also colleges around. So there's a ultra liberal population mixed in. So we have this group of people and mind you, this I'm in a very small town. Like the classes of the schools are like 10 to 15 kid per grade. Mm-hmm. So we're talking real small town. These people line up on the corner at all four corners of the light every fucking week and end with end racism signs and stop white privilege, end white privilege. Now, mind you, there's not a shade of color to any of them. They are as white, if not whiter than myself. And yeah.
They've managed to like weaponize people, man.
And
you know?
That's these people like drones. Brainwashed. And I go out there and I really want to stop and talk to them, but I'm just like, I just don't want to waste my time at the same time. Cause I'm interested to see where they're coming from. Cause I just don't get it. I'm like, how do you not see that this has nothing to do with race? What about the class warfare? How about that? How about you address that? That's something that matters. That's something that impacts us in a town where there are zero black people, right? Why are you worried about racism? There is not racism here.
Well, that's why there's racism, they'll say, because there's zero black people. You scared them all away, Matt.
Yeah.
Man, I wonder if that's why they're remaking all these old movies, to call back to something we were talking about a second ago, because I definitely agree that racism is becoming less and less of a problem as we move on. I mean, every day racism is less of a problem if you're logical. But then they're bringing back movies like King Kong, which was a racial movie, like when it was first created, that was a racially charged movie.
Oh, originally, yeah.
King Kong was meant to represent a black dude that was going around and, you know, wreaking havoc. And they're bringing these old movies back. And I never thought about that from a modern day perspective when I'm watching the modern day King Kongs. But I wonder if they're bringing these back and then people that are interested in these things go and learn about them. And then they're like, oh, dude, that movie that I enjoy as a 13-year-old was based on a, you know, black dude, we still do have racial problems in this world today. You know, I know it's a small aspect, but I think that maybe that could be a reason why they're bringing back so much of this old shit.
Maybe, dude. It just seems like they got so many people weaponized. It's just insane. You know, it's like sometimes I think these people can't even be fucking real when you see them. It's like, who can just believe so much bullshit, you know, unless you consciously want to believe it all. I don't know.
Well, that gets into the whole idea of where does sperm donations go, right? Have they been creating these test tube babies that, you know, that we call NPCs to throw out there that have been essentially programmed to fill a role. And that's what they do.
I mean, weird, right, man? That'd be some weird stuff, dude.
I wouldn't put it past them at the same time. I mean, it definitely sounds out there. But if you think about it, man, with some of the people out there and the way that some of these people have been, like you said, militarized almost, you know, they've been weaponized to the point where you cannot have a rational discussion. As soon as you try to rationally just counter any argument, it invokes emotion. And they start yelling and screaming.
Right. It's almost like you're trying to have a conversation with a terrorist. What you would see is a terrorist that believes in extreme ideologies, right? You couldn't do it, dude. They would just...
Well, any fanatic, suicide, right?
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Any religious fanatic, right? And you try and talk to them and they're just like, no, you can't, it's this way and that's it.
Right. And if you think, though, like what the definition of terrorism is, man, that's almost what these people do. They go out and try scaring the hell out of people and doing all this stuff to get a political point that they want, an outcome.
Did you see the Marco Rubio guy who was there was a guy going around, you know, knocking door to door, you know, just telling people to vote Rubio. And some guy beat the shit out of him. Some, you know, liberal beat the shit out of him and said he shouldn't be in his neighborhood. And it's like that doesn't get put on the news. But if that's reversed and that's a liberal going around, they get beat up by someone with a Make America Great Again flag. It's a hate crime. You know,
yeah,
it's like that's the politicalization of everything. And, it's hot and cold with everything. If it's one direction, it's going to get pushed. If it counters that argument, it's going to be swept under the rug and pushed away as soon as possible.
I just stay out of politics, man. I'll be honest. I can't stand any of them, man.
Dude, the people that get into it like daily, I don't know how you do it because it's insanity. It's pure insanity to follow that. I did it for probably 3 months back in 2020 where I was like every day waking up, checking every news, going through all the stories like, oh, shit, this is going to happen. That's not, dude, you go insane.
Yeah, you lose your mind, dude, you know.
I think that's intentional.
Oh, yeah. Because it gets people on the right. Because people on the right are always looking for that shit.
But think about the news in general, Brody, right? Think about how many good stories are in the news. How many positive stories?
I get it, man.
Go look at any news page. It's always negative. It always brings you down.
But how many people are doom scrolling all the time, too? I always think, dude, they're on there just looking for shit to post to their IG or Twitter or whatever. Right. So that's like this whole other sub thing of media is just generated for clickbait, just for people on the conspiracy theorists like us. You know what I mean? So we can fucking get on there. So that's how they get us, too. You know,
dude, that goes back to that thing I was saying earlier, where fear and abuse is the same as happiness in our minds.
Right.
Like as a race, we are addicted to fear and to suffering. We just are. And if you need more proof, we don't have a war going on our generation. And like, you know, realistically, like our parents generate, like my parents' generation haven't had a war going on. And now we have these kids that are finding problems. They need a struggle of some kind. And it's a gender crisis or needing to be part of some group. And we don't, you know, the easy times making weak men, the weak men are finding hard times.
Oh, yeah.
They go out looking for them. So we want to suffer. That's what it is.
Well, you think, how much do you think like the fucking chemicals that they pump all these kids full of from psychotropics and all this other shit plays a role?
Well, and all the estrogen.
It has to do something, you know, maybe makes them easily controlled, more docile. Who knows?
Estrogen, I found out today when I was doing my symbol research, was based on a god named Eostre that was the goddess of fertility, and that's why we use Easter eggs. She was like she represents colored Easter eggs, and you know it has nothing to do with Jesus being resurrected or any of that. It's all just feminine shit. She's the goddess of spring. That's why it's in the spring. But yeah, it's a pagan religion.
Well, you know, soy is a huge estrogen mimicker, man. So yeah, you think all those baby formulas and shit, they're pumping all the dudes full of little boys. And you think, man, they got to grow up, right? And they still get that shit all the time. I don't know, like Matt, if our generation, I don't know what it was back then. I think most of us were probably breastfed, I think.
I was a formula baby.
Were you?
Yeah, yeah. I think I was breast milk for the most part.
I think I was too, dude, back in the 70s. But that was a long time ago, yeah. Man. I don't think that many people do that anymore.
I don't think there was a lot of formula options back then.
No, I don't think so either. No, it was just different, you know? They took the iodine out of the food too, out of the bread and everything.
Dude, bread's so bad, man. I've mentioned this a couple times, man, but it really has opened my eyes, and I'm trying to do it too, even though I'm drinking beer. Carbs are literally the fucking devil, dude.
Oh yeah, get like, sugar. They have this bread. It's sugar. It's sugar free bread, and it has super low carbs. Man, I get it all the time, and it's good.
Well, I mean, like I've been like I'm not eating any carbs. I haven't had one carb today at all, and like I'm just drinking because I love beer. Like I can't really remove beer. But dude, even doing what I'm doing, like I've lost a little bit of weight, not a lot, like 4 pounds over like 2 weeks. But my dad's lost like 20 pounds in 2 months, which is a lot of weight, dude. Like, and he's, you know, he's having to eat it's all just meat and vegetables, you know, removing as much sugar as possible. But yeah, dude, the diet is definitely making people, I think, fucked up too. And I think that a lot of carbs are messing with, you know, the masculine energies that we have. Cause think about these cultures that have high carb intake. You know, Italian culture, where I mean, there's a lot of fat Italians, dude. I'm not trying to pick on Italians, but there's a lot of fat Mexicans. You know, a lot of these cultures that have a ton of carbs in their food are fat, and you know, let's be honest, a little lazy. I'm Mexican, I can say it. You know, it's weird. So
I think that's because our work became less physical too over time, man. Back in the day, you were getting up early, going, getting the fields, man. Now you're getting up, looking at a screen, rolling out of bed, working from home most of the time, you know, so many of us are, you know, it's like, you're not getting that exercise unless you're doing it. And even if you are doing it, you're still probably not getting it a lot compared to our ancestors, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, a large percentage of the population sits in a chair all day. You know, they lay in a bed, they wake up, they go to their chair, they sit at their chair all day, they come home, they sit in their chair, then they go lay in bed again. And it's like, holy shit, you wonder why people are fat, and obesity is a huge problem.
Yeah, and diabetes is real bad a lot, you know, with people in the US.
Yeah, you know? I just feel like food probably plays a massive part in how lazy we are too, though. You know, even if we do have those jobs that are our desk jobs or whatever, you know, you'd think that people would have some kind of energy to go out and work out if they weren't eating a bunch of shit, you'd think.
Well, and the other thing too is think about the emphasis on caffeine, right? I mean, the other thing is we're told to go, right? We're not told to take rests and take breaks, and it's always go. You're supposed to be doing something, you know, you're supposed to have energy. It's never, you know, relax, take time off, don't do anything. That's a big thing in our culture that I think is going to eventually burn a lot of people out. And I think we're getting to that point. You know, working 60-hour work weeks is not fucking natural.
For shitty money. To go back to our side hustle thing.
Yeah, for just to get by. Like, we're not talking about, you know, living wealthy and setting up generational wealth working 60 hours a week. You're talking just making ends meet. And that's fucking bullshit. And that's all part of this game, right? And that can be eliminated. And I laugh because what was I watching? Must have been watching either football this weekend or something, and a commercial comes on and they're advertising for, you know, if you donate a dollar, it can generate 10 meals for somebody else and we can help solve hunger. And it's like, motherfucker, why are you coming to me for a dollar when you can go to Gil Bates and ask him for $1 billion? Why not?
I always think, how much did it cost to make that damn commercial, bro? Probably a lot of money. Donated that money to him and helped him out.
But that's what they do with these fucking scams, right? You donate your dollar a month or whatever it is, and then 90 cents of it goes to paying the board, paying the advertising and all the costs and fees. And maybe 10% they find goes to these charities.
But what's crazy is that no one really thinks like that is even working on the commercial. even the production team, they're not really realizing that. They think that they're doing the right thing by spending this $1 million on this commercial instead of feeding.
I get paid by this NGO, you know, like, well, motherfucker, you're taking money from something that could go to your charity.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and I think a lot of it, too, is to make you feel bad at a very low level. Like, oh, man, you know, I hate seeing these hungry people.
Those fucking dog commercials.
I was just going to say that, Matt. Oh, yeah, I was just going to say that, dude.
That's got to be illegal, man. Those fucking dog, or the worst was with when we were kids, man.
Music that starts, it's like.
What about like the Ethiopian kid when we were little? With
you remember that?
Hot belly, distended, covered in flies.
Flies all over him,
sitting there on the ground, and fucking, what's her name? The blonde lady, Suzanne Summers or whatever, goes over to him and...
Glocklin, right?
Yeah. Glocklin. We should find that fucking commercial, but...
We should find it. I'll try
it. That was the lady that was on Sanford and Son, right? I think back in the day. I think it was, dude, for real. I don't know if I remember that. You always used to run during Saturday morning cartoons and shit, dude, back in the day. It was so horrible. I don't know if her name was like Sally
Fields.
Yeah, I think that was her name, dude. Sally Fields. I think that was it.
Let me see if this is the right one here.
Is she still alive, that lady?
I think so. Oh, you do think so? Okay.
Yeah, because she was on, she's one of the, whatchamacallits, she's a Mandela effect.
Oh, really?
Because her brother works for like CERN or something. I don't think it's her with the hunger commercial. I don't see it.
Yeah, I see some that don't even look like funny at all.
Oh, man, they used to get us back in the day, man. They would show like 50 of them on the ground when you were kids, do before school, and they would all have flies all over them and stuff. It was horrible, dude. Well, that's like the same time they were doing that We Are the World crap.
Yeah. Well, and you're sitting there as a kid eating like a fat peanut butter and jelly sandwich or something in the morning about to go to school, and you're like, shit.
Yeah. And they make you feel a bad guy, for real.
Trying to learn 2 + 2, and this kid over here has got 50 flies in his eye. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's horrible, man.
Yeah, it's shitty, but you know, I don't know. What can you do?
Nothing, man.
Did you find it, Matt?
No, I can't. This sucks.
let me see if I can find it, dude. I'll try myself.
I like how they always have Patrice O'Neill was saying, like, it's funny how they always have like a really pretty white lady that's like talking about it, trying to make you feel bad.
Oh, of course.
And it's like, just, she's just surrounded by black kids, and you know, she doesn't really want them to touch her. And it's just like, it's funny
They themselves could feed that tribe for a full year while filming all this shit. It's like, come on, guys. Yeah.
I couldn't find it either, man. They must have blocked it.
Dude, it's gone. Like, I can't find any of it on the internet. Any of those.
It's a Mandela effect. We just made it up, man.
Yeah, it's not even real.
80s. African starving child. Let's see. I'm finding this shit, man.
It was only like, remember that? It'd be like for 10 cents a day.
Yeah.
I do remember that, man.
No. Was it UNICEF? I can't even think of the organization.
I don't know. I want to say it was like Amnesty International, but I don't even know if that's right either, dude. I just look into so much weird shit. Like, that could just be coming up. What are you guys doing for Halloween, man?
Nothing.
I know you're doing something. Don't lie, bro.
Oh, no, I'm doing nothing. Actually, to be honest, my son doesn't want to do Halloween this year.
You're not even just going to smoke a fatty in your garage or anything?
Nah.
No?
It's Halloween, dude. It's just it's a fucking Monday. I'm going to be on Master Debaters.
The kids are off. The schools are closed here, dude. Isn't that weird? They're off.
What?
My kid has never been off before, man. Now she's in high school. She's never been off the whole time. And then this year they're off. I don't know. They might have said it's like some kind of institute day or something. I'm sure they didn't say it's for Halloween why they're off.
That's weird.
That's weird, right?
Do, Matt, for the Master Debaters on Halloween is show a bunch of scary movie trailers and talk about them.
Oh, dude, we got Davey Wavy coming on next week, so that's perfect.
Oh, that is absolutely perfect.
And the guys from the Disinfobaters.
Dude, you gotta have the guy that made your cockfighting video, bro.
Oh, dude, you wanna go cockfighting?
Ryan, did you see that? He posted this video, dude. Oh god, dude.
the human cockfighting league. You ready for this?
Did you have this up? We had it.
Oh god, dude. Long and
short of it. I'm Max Ryan. Oh man.
Human cockfighting league. The game is simple. It's the best of five rounds. The fighter with the most hits wins. But the fans are really here to see a knockout.
And the winner is Chubb Norris.
Chubb has been the reigning HCFL champ 3 years running. That's one more two belt. He's gotten so good. The other fighters, they don't have a choice but to play dirty.
Keep him below the weight. That's your first warning.
Cockfighting isn't just some kind of pissing contest. It's an acceptance of one's full humanity, exposing our most private parts and enduring excruciating pain. Most men are insecure about the size of their schlong, but here at HCFL, we celebrate all shapes and sizes. So we created four different weight classes: knob, cock, dong, and choke. No matter what size you are, if you want to battle with the pros, you got to train like a pro. You practice how you play, hard. But a good training day just, it goes to waste without proper recovery. And in accordance with HCFL regulations, every fighter has to weigh in before every fight. At the end of the day, we need everything to be fair and square. Human cockfighting isn't just a sport. It's a community. A community of people who are a cut above the rest. That's the long and short of it. I'm Max Riley, and I run the Human Cockfighting League.
Dude, that's great.
That's crazy.
Dude, when you posted that, I couldn't stop laughing, man, when I saw that, too.
I was like, dude, this is great for Rye's casual KO show.
Did you post that?
Cockfighting League.
Yeah, he posted it. That's where I saw it.
Oh, shit, I gotta see it, dude. Yeah, that's awesome. Crazy. See, if that was a real sport too, I would actually believe it.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
I'm sure it is a real sport somewhere, man. Believe
me. You know what? Probably in the Navy. I would watch it. Okay, I would watch it. So
I would cork mine, dude, like in baseball,
right?
Or like those guys in the fishing contest, put some lead balls. Yeah, in there
and... you saw them too. Those guys, man. They said they
were in a fight.
They said they won like millions of dollars throughout their career doing that shit, dude. That's crazy.
Cheating at fishing.
Yeah, that's pretty low, man. Your future don't look too bright, I don't think, if you're cheating at fishing.
Dude, it just goes to show when money's on the line and it doesn't matter what it's for, people will fucking cheat.
Yeah, yeah. They were like cutting up filleting fish, they said, right? Taking fish fillets and wrapping them around the weights and shoving them down their throat.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's crazy, man.
Yep, shoving ball like 5 pound weights down their throat. You know, pound weights, 2 pound. Like it's insane, dude.
Oh, to make the fish weigh more.
Yep.
Yeah, and they were winning million. Like they won like all kinds of money. Like from like the last like I don't know how many years.
Wow.
Hey,
they're pros.
Dude, hey, I'd do that shit too. Who's fishing is not a real sport. It's that's a way to feed yourself. Come on.
Yeah, dude, but you're messing around with some backwoods motherfuckers and money, dude, and you're trying to steal that shit from them. Good luck when you're promising them, hey, you can get a new boat if you win this. You true. Pissed off all those dudes. Good luck, man. I don't even know how the hell they got out of there without getting shanked, man.
That's nuts, man. Yeah, that's pretty cool, though. Fuck. I'm always fascinated with cheating, like the idea of like how people find ways to cheat. It's always really interesting to me.
Well, it's like, why don't you just put like fucking fish underwater, like in a cooler, and put the cooler underground or something? Ride your boat over there and pick it up and just say you caught them. Who the hell would know? Why don't you just cheat that way, bro? You know what I mean?
That's a good idea.
Why you got to kill the fish, you scumbags?
Well, fish don't know. What is this? TMZ Sports. Oh, is this the fish?
Yeah. See, this is what they were doing. They were loading them. For some reason, the video won't load, but
They're taking like fillets or something, wrapping those big ass weights that you could see in that crate.
These weights down here.
They're wrapping them in that fillet like that dude's got in his hand. Wrapping
it in there and then shoving them in the gut, and so the fish would weigh more. Ah, it got removed. That's why.
That's such a good idea.
I think probably because they got sued or something, dude. Probably those guys.
Was like a big argument about it and everything. Like these guys called them out, right? And they started yelling about it right on stage and shit. It was wild.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A great idea.
But yeah, people cheating anything, man. I mean, look at fucking those pastors at those mega churches. They're just stealing from people left and right, using the Lord as their fucking excuse.
People buy podcast listens, man.
That's unbelievable.
Or
Instagram followers.
That's right? Funny, dude. You must be pretty serious if you're buying it, like podcast listens and shit, man. It's
are doing that to try and get there so they can get sponsors, right?
Yeah,
so,
and move up on the charts.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but can't they tell it's fake? Like, can't they tell they're not real listens, like your sponsors or no? Like when they look at your data?
Well, when they don't get any return on their sponsorship, yeah, it's going to be short-lived.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Don't have any real followers. Nobody's going to spend any money with your followers. Right.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you're spending $100. I mean, realistically, like most of these like shows that have to buy sponsorships in the first place, they're getting like $150 a month. And you'll usually get them like for a quarter. So you're spending $300 or $400 to make $300 or $400 later. Yeah. It's fucking stupid. So yeah, no, I mean, but it's a thing. I mean, people do it. People don't see it like that. So...
Hey, man, you want to piss your money away? Go ahead, I guess, right?
I'd rather piss my money away gambling like I am right now. But
that's cool. I'd rather piss it away smoking.
Dude, like I'm so pissed. They still haven't locked it up. And now they're saying like not till March of 23.
What?
We'll be able to use the online gambling here in mass.
Oh, man, when you do, dude, I'd love to. I mean, we'll talk about it every time. Dude, I love it. I'm trying to get all my friends into it that can possibly.
Oh, I set up a DraftKings account before the college football season, and I was down at my sister's place in Connecticut, and it's legal down there. And I gambled the whole opening week, and then I went to do it the next week here. Nothing. I can't get in mass. So, but I knew it was legal here because they legalized it last year. But the whole delay is the online side of it is until 23.
It's strange. It's a lot of the very liberal states. Believe it or not, California doesn't allow you to online gamble.
But I can drive up to New Hampshire, which is 25 minutes from here, go sit on the other side of the border and gamble away.
Yeah.
And then drive back. And it's like, if I was really degenerate, I would go do that. But I just don't have that much time.
Yeah, dude, and it's fun, man. People act like it's you know, super religious people will tell you it's a sin and shit. Man, it's fun. I don't give a
fuck. I mean, it's a sin if it ruins your life. If you're betting your house, you know, if you're betting your kids' college fund, that's a fucking sin.
Just like anything's a sin, dude. If it's fucking destroying your, you know what I mean? Your life, bro. So
I mean, yeah, this is a sin what we're doing right now. So go fuck yourself, by the way.
Well, I think that the reason that they say that is because they don't want people making money without the state really having a direct impact on it, right?
But I mean, now it's all state run, so you can't get away from it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that there's taxes on it. I'm not sure exactly what they would be, but yeah, man, no, it makes every boring sporting event. Like, I would not give a shit about the Bears playing the Patriots right now. Other than, like, you know, the $20 that I got on the game.
And the greatest thing ever was creating the in-game betting, too.
Yes.
Because, you know, if you make a full game bet and you're getting, you know, you lost it by halftime. Now, at least I got a chance to maybe recoup a little bit of my money or make some money by putting some in-game bets in and changing my luck a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't understand betting for shit, man. I'm not even going to lie.
You could learn it. Anyone can learn it in a day. I mean, it's simple. What's funny is with baseball, now they're doing pitches. You can say if a pitch is going to be over or under 90 miles an hour. And like every pitch, you can literally just put money down every single pitch. I don't fuck with baseball. I like football and MMA. And with football, you can predict the pass or run. You can predict, is this drive going to end in a touchdown, field goal, punt, or turnover? You can do all that shit throughout the entire game. And I don't mess with that. The closest I get is quarters. I like betting on the quarters. Who's going to be winning at the end of the quarter, or most more specifically, the point total?
You do over unders on the quarters. Yeah,
I do. Yeah, I do the point totals on the games. That's a fun one. So, yeah, dude. No, it's fun, man. I recommend everyone get into it a little bit, but don't let it, you know, take over your life.
Nah, you put a certain amount in, and once that's dry, you're screwed, you know? And then you got to wait until you can
read. Yeah, that's the way to do it, man. It's like anything, man. If you were spending all your money on alcohol all the time, you'd be in trouble too. You know what I mean? It's not good for you. Or stuff in your face, I guess, you know? Anything.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, speaking of which, did you guys see this shit? This is hilarious. The big Chiefs win yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Juju credited it to a Friday night session of Call of Duty with his fellow teammates. He said, we got us the chemistry we needed this game. It was Friday night. It was me, Pat, Travis, and Marquez. We were playing Call of Duty together. We were playing Warzone, and we played three games. We won three games back to back. It's really hard to win a game in Warzone. You could just tell the communication between us all and the chemistry. It was like we were in the game. It just kind of led into Sunday's game. It just kind of showed on the field.
You know what that is, dude? You know what that is? It's a World of Warfare 2 sponsorship, because that game is coming out right now, and they're playing all those commercials during the football games.
Oh, non-stop.
Of course. Oh, this is an absolute plug. Yeah. He's paid by him. But I find out how it's hilarious how this is like mainstream news now, that not only did the video game make it in, but now you have NFL players crediting the video game for their success. And gee, you don't think high school kids are going to be like, yo, guys, night before a game, we're all going to play Call of Duty because the Chiefs just want to work for them. It's going to work for us. Let's go.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to lie, dude. I play Call of Duty.
Oh, I no, used it's a to. Blast.
I used to until he was seven at the time, lit me up and was talking shit the whole time. And I'm like, all right, I quit, because I can't even defend myself anymore.
I just get on there when I'm super loaded and everyone's in bed and jump on the couch for an hour or two and just play, man. I don't even know if it's fun, dude.
I used to love the campaigns. That was my shit.
The campaigns are great. The storyline, and like, dude, like, you can skip ahead. I never skipped ahead. I listened to the dudes talk.
Like a movie, like, right, man. I was in it for the whole deal. I wanted to see the movie. I wanted all the details, the story, everything.
Do you remember the original Modern Warfare 2, that airport scene?
Yes.
Awful. I mean, you go through and you're a Russian.
They made that airport, Ryan, in a backdrop for a field in MLB The Show, the baseball video game.
Really?
Yeah, the terminal.
Dude, it was an iconic level. I mean, iconic in the worst way. But yeah, I mean, and in the beginning, they ask you if you want to play that level. Like, once you start your campaign, they're like, are you comfortable playing a bad guy shooting a bunch of pedestrians in an airport in the United
States?
Lighten
them up, like, dude. It was, yeah. It was twisted.
But it was kind of fun in a weird way, because, you know, it's not real, but it fucked up.
Yeah, but it was par for the times. That's what was happening. That was all the fucking CIA had all these terrorists out there that were going around shooting people up.
Yeah. So. Crazy.
I think they still do.
Yeah.
I don't think that stops.
It's just not as scary. It doesn't pull at our heartstrings anymore, which is sad.
We've become desensitized. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, you wonder, man, how many dudes they still whack, you know, all the time. They just probably just don't even get coverage anymore.
Yeah. I mean, dude, man, with the news cycle, and you wonder what that's building to, too, this news cycle just being like not even a 24-hour news cycle. It's like a 6-hour news cycle these days. What is that building to? You know, is New York City going to get nuked? And then 5 hours later, we're talking about, you know, the Super Bowl or something, you know?
Well, you already hear that Russia's claiming that Ukraine's going to use the dirty bomb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't doubt it. And Ukraine's going to blame Russia. And we're going to get back into that whole, what was it, that airplane that got shot down in like 2015 or 2016.
The Malaysia one?
No, the one over Ukraine.
Oh. Yeah, fuck Ukraine, man. There was a Ukrainian fighter fighting in the UFC. And I just bet against him just because he was Ukrainian. I can't stand Ukraine. anymore.
I just get so tired of like all the stuff they push, man. It's like,
you think Jan got screwed because he was Russian?
No, man, because they love Russians. Some of
my friends said that they thought he got screwed on the card because he was Russian. Not at all, man. Judges.
Not at all. No, they like Russians there in Dubai. I mean, you have the Ukrainian fighter. I think he won his by decision, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think he got a knockout. He might have. But, I mean, you had a lot of Russians on that card. You had a Russian fighting another Russian. You had a Russian fighting an American. In freaking Dubai, they don't give a shit about Americans over there. You know,
the whole thing is,
from a UFC perspective,
I think people are realizing though nowadays, dudes, like they're like, hey man, just because someone's government's a piece of shit doesn't mean like the people are. Like, I've noticed that.
Tell that all the fuckers flying the blue and yellow flag.
Well, yeah. How many of those people are real? Like we talk about, maybe they're just those ones that were grown in test tubes. It seems that way. It seems like if same people that fly that and get all that are the same people that got their. I don't know how many boosters are they up to now, like 9, 7, 8, 9. Yeah. It's all the same group of people, man. You know, they live like in a different world. I don't know what it is. Their version of reality's got to be so scary because it seems like they're just walking around always afraid, you know, constantly.
Yeah, it's funny because I work with a lot of those people, you know, like very normal, like they work their corporate job, they go home. You know, they watch the news with their wife, and then they watch their evening programs, and then they go to bed, and they wake up and come to work the next day, and their whole life like revolves around that job, and like they don't really have anything outside of that, and it's pretty messed up. Like,
are they always like fearful or no? Like, always?
Oh yeah, like, yeah. Like it's hilarious. My boss is such a cool guy. Like. Lets us do our job, you know, not up our ass at all. Like if we have a problem, we can go to him, but otherwise he won't bother you about stuff. If you need him, you can go to him. These guys are always fearful, like their heads on the chopping block if they make a mistake. I'm like, he'd rather you make a mistake doing what you think is right than doing nothing at all and wasting time and asking for his help and, you know, wasting his time to answer something. Like, just do it, man. And these guys are like, oh no, what if he said, what if... It's like they don't have any balls.
They're too afraid to even make a decision.
Yeah, it's like they've been neutered. You know, again, we goes back to that whole food concept and idea of, you know, indoctrination and just submission that we've been taught, that submit to authority, no matter what the authority is.
When I was young, it was being an individual was important. It doesn't seem like that's very important anymore.
Yeah, that's offensive to be.
Yeah, you know, it's truly an individual. It's like dirty.
Yeah,
it's weird
to think differently. You want to look different, but you want to think the same.
Yes,
that's the thing. Yeah, looking different is fine.
Diversity at its finest.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. There. Diversity is literally like a, you know, high school textbook where you got a black kid, an Asian chick, you know, white, all these different looking people, but they all think the exact same thing at the same time. That's diversity, yep. Right there.
And they all had the same experiences.
Yes.
In life.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like the same things.
So those black MAGAs are racists, right? They're white.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't matter that you're black.
Yeah.
It matters that you think this way. Yeah. Yep.
And that's what I try telling these people on the street with the end racism sign. I'm like, it doesn't matter about black and white. It's about class. It's about how you think. It's totally different nowadays. Race is like probably eighth on the list of importance right now.
Well, I have a question. So can you just identify as a different race then too, or no?
Well, people have been doing that for a while. One chick tried to pull it off.
Do they make that like normal now where it's okay to do?
Yeah, biracial? Transracial is 100% normal.
Transracial, yeah.
In those weird groups. Dude, really? We should come up with the term like racist. Like, you know how there's extreme racists out there, but like classist. Like, I'm an extreme classist. And like, we can make shirts like that where it's like, you know, like I hate the elite type thing. You know, like not like I hate black people, like that idea.
Yeah, we're not going Bruce Willis and on the side of the street with the sign.
Yeah, no way, dude. Like I hate the elite. You know, that would be something that could catch on. But man, I don't know what the term would be. Nothing is as classy or catchy, I should say, as racial slurs. I mean, racial slurs really do turn heads. There's no term that you can just create.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to go with that hard R, I guess. I mean, that's really the way to get some attention if you're looking for it, I guess, one way. Not always the best avenue to go. I wouldn't highly recommend it.
We can find something that rhymes with the N word with a hard R. I mean, or you could say it in
your Asian voice.
Yeah, well, I'm saying for a t-shirt, something that rhymes with the hard R. No, but
that's what I'm saying. We could have Asian Ryan on there saying
it. Asian Ryan.
Lion.
Dude. Yeah,
it's just, I mean, man, there's got to be some kind of term. If anyone out there has a term that rhymes with the N-word that could go against the elite, get at Matt. And I'd be very curious to know what this could be.
Oh, man. Yeah, shoot it over to me. Great Deception is ready.
I'll put it on a t-shirt. It's like that one, what is it, that Clerks 2? He's trying to bring back the term porch monkey. Remember that?
Oh, fuck.
I think there's a new one of those movies, too, or something, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, they're remaking that one.
I saw, like, it said on an Instagram or something, now playing or something. You can download it or some shit, I think.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that they kind of overran their welcome, too. I'm not a big fan of
no, me either.
Kevin Smith anymore.
I like Mallrats. Mallrats is one of my favorite movies.
All those guys I liked in the 90s can all eat a dick now. You know, they're all cucks.
Yeah, I loved Mallrats, man. That was my show, dude.
Clerks. You know what made me hate Kevin Smith was when he got so upset at America or Delta or whoever when they told him he was too fat to sit in the airplane chair. And he got upset about that. And it's like, dude, you've literally made millions of dollars making fun of people and clowning on shit. And your fat ass is getting offended that someone just spoke the truth and said, hey, dude, your fat ass doesn't sit in this chair. And he got offended by that. He should have laughed his fat ass off and gotten off the plane and then went straight to getting gastric bypass surgery. Fuck that dude, man. That's so stupid.
Didn't they shit on him in South Park for that?
I hope so. Because that dude sucks for doing
that. Yeah, that whole group is kind of weird, right? Remember, it used to be like him and Ben Affleck and all those dudes.
Yeah.
Matt Damon. That's a weird kind of group.
Yeah, and now he's only in the comic books and shit. Like a fucking nerd. Dude, Matt, real quick. I don't know how much longer you got, dude, but we remember how we were talking about old toys, that we wish that we had our old toys?
Hell,
I went to my parents' house yesterday. I mean, I go there like usually at least once a week. I try to get there. My cop rods, the entire first and second set they had there.
Yeah,
I got those bitches now, dude. Nice. I got all the first edition, 16 cars, and the whole second edition, 16 more cars. 32 cars of cop rods, different cities, different hot rods that are, they have like the city's, you know, police badge on them and shit. Awesome, dude.
That's cool.
I'm pumped that I have these things.
Dude, it's rare when you find that stuff, man.
Yeah.
All my stuff is long gone.
I know. It sucks, man. And like because my mom was going through and selling shit. And she was like, you know, I didn't want to put these on. I wanted to see if you wanted them first. And I was like, fuck yes, I want
these. Hell yeah, give me those.
Yeah, I don't care what they're worth. I want them. And
no, those are just keepers anyway. Yeah. And that reminds me, because I was looking, because there's like a whatchamacallit going around right now, TikTok, talking about Garbage Pail Kids.
Yeah, dude.
And supposedly there's it's fake. I guarantee it, because I'm trying to find the original card. But they say there's a monkeypox mic on there. But it's not. I remember it. The kid has pox all over him, but I don't remember what the name was. And I've been searching for it, and I can't find it. So if anybody's good with Garbage Pail Kids, what was the name of the one with the pox all over it? And it had like a tube in its hand too.
I remember, dude. And didn't they have glasses or something too? We're wearing glasses, I think. No,
could be.
California. We got to go get those things.
Yeah, so I gotta go check my card box and see if I saved the Garbage Pail Kids, because that was one I think I saved. Like, I think I had a stack of them, you know, probably a couple hundred of them.
Yeah, I did too, man, back in the day. I'm trying to look and see if I could find it, man.
Yeah, no, I know that she has them all though, and I want to go get those things. I like looking at them, man.
They're so cool, man. And then the cool part about them, not only were they, you know, they were cards, but then they were also stickers, which was cool as a kid. But then on the back, you could form a puzzle. So it was like,
and they came with that cheap gum, dude, that was good for like three chews back in the day.
And it never went bad. It was like radioactive. Like I had it. I opened a pack of cards, I shit you not, bro, from probably about 5 years ago. So probably, you know, say ballpark 2016, 2017, from 1986, the 1986 Topps pack with the gum in it. The gum was still edible.
That's like bazooka, man. I found some super, like an old tub of, remember like when you were a kid, if you went to the barber, he would always give you that shitty bazooka that was like the cube with like the with lines the
comic
in it.
Inside.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I found a super old one of those and I was eating it and it was good. It was still good. It was still, I was mauling it, man. I had like, it just tasted like wax though. I'm not going to lie.
Nice.
It was all right though. Could have been worse.
You can't really see it.
This what is a you mean got? One, huh?
It's Jason Basin. Yeah, he's a mini.
Dude, look at this Garbage Pail Kid. It's actually like a figure, dude. I don't know if you guys
can see it. I got those too. I got three of them hanging on my mic.
Nice.
It's like the werewolf guy with the diaper.
Yep.
Yeah, I got a zombie. I got a dude with a split open skull, an electric guy, and then the zombie is over here. You can't really see him though. But nice. Yeah, it's fun,
funny, dude. We're dorks, man.
Dude, I love this shit though. And then this is unstitched Mitch. You can't really see him though. But yeah, that's
what's these he things uncircumcised are cool. Or what? Why is he unstitched?
He's got his he's got like a cut going up his stomach and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, yeah, he's circled.
I'm like, what were they unclipped? He hadn't been rabbi sucked yet, or what?
Yeah, and there's these little boys. This is like a little baby that's in a coffin, sarcophagus.
Dude, that's a
just cool.
That's
man.
Pretty sweet. I got this little thing too. I found the other day. Did you ever see this thing? If you guys could see it, it's like some old ass, like weird vampire thing.
Vampire,
dude.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know if you can see it, man. It's weird. My camera sucks.
Put it in front of your face.
This. Put it in front of you.
It won't let me watch. Well,
yeah, right there. You can see it.
Nice. Yeah, it's, dude. They're cool, man. Like, I love these like old toys, man. Like I want to get back into collecting them big time. But yeah, they have like cool, just like all the figures. They have all the cards and shit. It's just fun.
See, the fun about collecting back then too was you could afford to collect. Now, trying to collect shit, everything's so expensive that it's like, you know, it's tough to get into collecting because it's like, why? I can't collect.
And dude, I'm not going to lie, but some of my like nieces does do that shit. And now it's like, if you collect, they all dress like crazy and everything. When you go, it's like, dude, back in the day, you could just go somewhere and just go buy some. Now it's like, hey, you're not wearing your costume from Kiro Euro. So you're not allowed inside. It's like, what the shit, man? I just want to buy some gum, dude. That place is, that's like all crazy like that now, man.
That's like a whole nother layer of classism right there.
It's so strange, dude. Because there's something coming up here that's real big next weekend. And I was like, oh, I'll go. She's like, oh, if you go, you got to dress up. I'm like, dress up like what? Like some kind of Japanimation. I'm like, man, F that shit.
Yeah, get out of here with that
shit. Well, they have that up here. They have like Ren fairs and things like that, which is kind of cool. I've never dressed up, but like you
don't
you
lie, dude.
And people get into it. No, dude, I'm not a dress upper. Like I don't even do Halloween. I think the last time I dressed up for Halloween, I didn't even have hair on my nuts yet. So I was like 8 or 9.
Last time I dressed up for Halloween was like 3 years ago, and I dressed up as a nun.
I dress up every year, man, so I can hang out and pass out candy to the kids. We got like all kinds of kids.
Oh, dude, I haven't had a trick-or-treater in my condo. I was there 15 years, or yeah, no, a little over 12 years. Maybe two trick-or-treaters. And then my house, we would leave a bowl of candy outside of full. And I'm not messing around. We were leaving full bars, and 3/4 of the bowl would be full when we got back.
Yeah. It's like different here, man. Like everyone would be driving their tractors, dirt bikes, all kinds of crazy stuff down the street, trick-or-treating. It's strange compared to when I lived up north, but I'll probably have like maybe 100 kids that have come by or nice. So at least. So it's cool. Like for me, I just sit out in the driveway and blow big stogies. And I usually dress up. Last year, I think I was Thor. I think that was last year, or Deadpool, one of them.
You should go as Joe Dirt, dude. That would be sick.
I think I will.
Just
I think
put a I'm couch go. Out front with a white beater.
That would be dope.
I think
go
I'm.
Up as the young Joe Dirt, though. The kid Joe Dirt. Just to make it kind of like interesting, too. You know, that'd be dope.
Oh, yeah.
Young, you just, like slightest... I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that movie, man, in so long.
You have the slightest hint of a southern accent because you've been in Texas. Just a slight hint of it southern. You could really play it up, be Joe Dirt. That'd be dope.
Down here, man, he would just be normal, I think, though. That,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You don't even have to play it up.
Yeah, that's just normal here.
Yeah, man. That's fun, though. It's fun. Halloween's cool, man. My sister and her boyfriend went as hippies. And I'm so happy that my sister isn't, like, obsessed with doing slutty costumes. She's, like, you know, she's 18 now, and so she's just doing, like, normal... They were fully clothed. I like it. It's like nice.
Man, you sound like a dad already, right?
Well, no, man, because me and my girlfriend, when we were, I mean, like, shit, we were 16. My girlfriend was dressing up like a whore back then, dude. I went as Super Sperm, a hero that looks like
Super Sperm.
Yeah. And then she was just like some slutty, like, captain, like a pirate.
Oh, man, dude.
So, Super Sperm. Awful costumes. And that, yeah, my sister and her boyfriend went as, like, you know, cute hippie, fully clothed. I was like, that's good.
That's nice. Good.
Yeah, man, that's good, dude. That's funny as shit, though.
Yeah, I don't need my sister dressing up like a slut on Halloween. That'd be no good. But
all right, gentlemen, I think it's a good time to wrap. Let's, Brody, tell people where they can find you.
You can find me pretty much on all of them. I'm still not on Apple. They keep telling me, oh, it's going to crawl and find it. So I don't know. But I have no idea. You can find me. It's a sweet, secretsquirrelpodcast.com. I'm on all the platforms. Instagram is the same. Email, same.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you, my friends.
Thanks for having me on, dude. It was definitely good talking to you, bros.
Oh, it's been a while.
For sure. Definitely. On. Definitely.
Brian, what do you got? You are the busiest man in the podcast game right now.
No, not really, man. I'm just kind of hanging out. But I was going to tell Shannon, too. You know, I can help you get that on Apple, dude. It's you have to set up a little thing through Apple. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, I did that, like the creator portal or whatever it's called.
Yeah, and there's a couple things that you might have missed.
Cool, man. Yeah. I'll hit you up, dude.
Yeah, we got to get you on there because that'll get you you'll double your listens like basically right away. But yeah, dude, just you know, having fun, enjoying the podcasting as always, and trying to learn new shit. And other than that, you know, trying to, you know, get through my crippling gambling addiction, and you know, we'll see how that goes. Just another thing I'm addicted to now. But yeah, dude, as always, a fun Monday.
I love it.
Monday's
dude.
Great, but what's new over there with The Great Deception?
I've been working on some different stuff. I'm doing Chicago Fires right now, briefly, and then I'm going to get back into a bunch of different things. But I got this guy I'm going to talk to on Thursday. He's an architect out in Seattle, and he's got some cool information about some old, like, building techniques and things like that. So he's got some stuff he wants to show me. So I'm interested to hear from him.
That's cool.
So yeah, that, and you know, just been not doing a ton. I've been reading a lot. I just got a stack of, I thought I ordered one volume of this. It's called The History, the Great Events of History from 1800 to 1900. And I thought I ordered one volume because it was like $20. I got four volumes. It came. It's like probably 2,000, 3,000 pages worth of information.
Wow.
And it just goes through the 1800s. And I'm like, now I'm nerding out. And I've been in that all afternoon.
That's dope.
So, yeah, just stupid stuff like that. I'm stuck in the 1800s for some reason. I'll get out eventually.
Well, hey, I like it. That's good.
I'll be honest, man. I've just been trying to tune out all this shit, man. I get so sick of hearing all this, like, nuclear talk and everyone freaking out about this and that. It's like time to just unplug for a bit, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like what, like our buddy Nico's doing over at Upstate Unconventional. Him and his wife are just doing kind of like stories and just talking and what's going on. And it's cool. And then, like, Andrew over at Punk Rock and Politics, he just
good guy.
he just did a great episode on it called Choices. And I think everybody should listen to that one because he broke everything down, you know, like why we're in what we're in. And it's all on you, man. Mm. It comes down to decisions you make, and we've made them. So he's been doing great things. I love what he does over there. And, you know, it's cool.
Right. There's now a lot of cool people, man. And the one thing, I don't know if you guys have seen this. I know we're going to cut it off, but it's like, it seems like more people like within the community are like attacking each other now too. Like I'll see them and it's like, what's going on, man? It's like, I don't understand that kind of shit either. Or what? It's like, we all need to be sticking together as much as possible, man. You know,
is that happening still?
Yeah,
it seemed like it, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I think people just get to a point where they get frustrated and they realize it's not going to be what they thought it was going to be as quickly as they thought it was going to be. So they just start lashing out.
Just get pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. I've noticed that with a couple people and I just kind of move along. I'm like, all right, man, if that's how it's going to be, fine. I'm not.
Yeah, it's like me too. I just don't get it. It's like, dude, man, there's probably not enough people that think our way as it is. So you don't want to be trying to fucking make enemies and already with, you know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. It's like, dude, if you just disagree with people or whatever, great, man, move fucking on, you know?
Yep, like a pig backed into a corner.
Yeah. Yeah,
right? Squeal for me, piggies. Squeal. All right, boys, this is a great time to end it. Everyone, stay strong. Question everything.
It's about total control, mental, physical, spiritual, every way, shape, form possible.
You have to remember how big of a conspiracy this is. This isn't talking about just the JFK thing or isn't talking about just 9/11. It's on an umbrella kind of system to where it is the biggest deception that there is. It actually exposes every other deception, and nothing else brings down the power of the elite because it really exposes education, science, the economy, television, museums, universities. Think of all the things that have been fooled. I feel worse for the people that are out there building satellites, the people that are out there actually working for these space agencies, the people out there teaching in schools as professors, because they would all come to the conclusion eventually, once this gets out, that they've all been contributing to the lie.